So I'm going to give you a theoretical situation. I'd like you to tell me how you would respond to it. You have a patient who's just had debulking surgery for ovarian cancer. I'll say situation one, they're BRCA germline. Situation two, they're not. They're about to get, I guess you'd say, adjuvant chemotherapy after surgery. They've got a CA 2729 that's elevated that goes down when they get chemotherapy. And the patient comes to you and says, "I know it's not approved, but I'm very wealthy and I'd like you to give me niraparib." How would you
Okay.
respond?
So at the moment, of course, we have absolutely no data in the first line setting. There's a very important study that should report next year called the SOLO-1 study, which is an olaparib maintenance study in patients with a BRCA mutation in the first line setting. Now, if that study reports positive, then of course that will change the geography completely, and we will be much more leaning towards giving PARP inhibitors in the first line setting. But until that happens, there are some notes of caution that I would give about using either PARP inhibitor in the first line setting in a clearly unapproved setting. The first is that if the patient has a BRCA mutation and has a relatively early ovarian cancer, whether you draw the line at stage two or stage 3A, we could argue about. But the point is that some of those patients do extremely well with surgery and chemotherapy. And therefore, giving long-term niraparib or olaparib off license is, in addition to the cost issue, just adding in potential toxicity without knowing whether you're giving anything that's beneficial. And the question is, how long do you go on for? In the recurrent setting, where you know that nearly 100% of patients will recur, you go on till they relapse, so long as they've not got toxicity. But we know that there are about 25% of long-term survivors first line. How long are you going to go on for? The clinical trials, the SOLO-1 clinical trial, gives the drug for 2 years and then stops. And you could argue why, we don't know, but they had to draw a line somewhere. If, on the other hand, the patient has a stage three or four disease where clearly the prognosis is less good, let's say particularly stage four, then, there's an argument that the patient may put forward, if cost is not an issue, that I'd rather have my olaparib now than, later down the line. I think all you can say in that setting is that there are no data and that really the most secure data are giving the drug at first relapse after they've had platinum-based chemotherapy again.
Okay, so we've been through niraparib, which I'm not going to say is easy, but at least it's sort of straightforward. But now we start getting into olaparib.